Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Have you ever felt like someone you trusted stabbed you in the back when you least expected it? That feeling of betrayal that leaves a bitter taste in your mouth and a knot in your stomach that just won't go away? I understand you perfectly. We've all been there, in that moment when disappointment hits so hard that it feels like the ground is opening beneath your feet. But here's the interesting part. The Stoics, those ancient masters of wisdom, had already cracked the code for dealing with these situations more than 2,000 years ago. In today's episode, I'm going to share three Stoic lessons that will completely change the way you face disappointments. Don't miss the third lesson, because it will leave you speechless, and it's the one that truly makes the difference between suffering endlessly or finally setting yourself free. But before you think this is just abstract philosophy, let me tell you something. These lessons are not theory. They are practical tools that have helped millions of people find inner peace, even in their darkest moments. Before we begin, pay attention to this story, which will help you better understand the wisdom contained in this material. There was once a merchant named Marcus who lived in a prosperous Roman city. For years, he had built a solid friendship with another merchant named Brutus, with whom he not only shared business, but also family dinners and long conversations about life. Marcus trusted Brutus so much that he confided in him the secrets of his most profitable business and even lent him a considerable sum of money to expand his own trade. One day, Marcus discovered something that devastated him. Brutus had been using the confidential information to compete directly against him, stealing his clients and taking advantage of his generosity. Worse still, he had started spreading malicious rumors about the quality of Marcus's products. The betrayal was complete and deeply painful. Marcus felt consumed by anger and bitterness. He spent sleepless nights plotting revenge and dwelling on how foolish he had been. His health began to deteriorate, his business suffered from his lack of attention, and his family grew worried about him. It was as if the poison of betrayal had seeped into every corner of his life. That was when he remembered the teachings of his old master, a follower of Stoic philosophy. He decided to visit him in search of advice. The elderly master welcomed him with a serene smile, and after listening to the whole story said, "Marcus, I understand your pain, but let me ask you something. Who is suffering more right now, Brutus or you?" Marcus reflected and realized that indeed he was the one suffering the most. The master continued, "Brutus's betrayal was his choice, his action. But the suffering you feel now is your choice, your reaction. We Stoics teach that we cannot control the actions of others, but we can control how we respond to them." Through long conversations and deep reflection, Marcus learned three fundamental lessons that transformed his perspective on disappointment and betrayal. These lessons not only helped him heal, but also made him a wiser and more resilient person. The moral of this story is that although we cannot prevent others from disappointing us, we can choose how to respond to those disappointments. And that choice can be the difference between living in resentment or finding inner peace. Before we begin with the first lesson, if you find these episodes useful, I encourage you to subscribe and activate notifications so you can stay up to date with the latest releases. Let's get started. Lesson 1. Understand that the actions of others reflect their character, not yours. Have you noticed that when someone disappoints you, the first thing you do is blame yourself? You ask what you did wrong, why you didn't see the signs, or how you could have been so naive. It's as if your mind turns into a courtroom where you're both the prosecutor and the accused, and surprisingly, you always end up guilty. But here comes the first Stoic revelation that can change your life forever. The actions of others say nothing about you. They say everything about them. When someone betrays you, lies to you, or lets you down, they are showing who they truly are, not who you are. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic teachers, explained it brilliantly. Each person acts according to their own system of values and beliefs. If someone chooses to lie, it's because in their internal system, lying is justified. If someone decides to betray you, it's because their moral code allows it. This has nothing to do with you. Think of it this way. Imagine you have a mirror. If someone looks into it and doesn't like what they see, would you blame the mirror? Of course not. The mirror simply reflects what's in front of it. In the same way, when you trust someone and that person disappoints you, your trust acted as a mirror that revealed their true character. Stoic philosophy teaches us that every person has what they called a daemon, or inner character. This character is revealed through their actions, especially when no one is watching or when they face difficult situations. If someone disappoints you, they are revealing their daemon, not yours. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, wrote in his personal meditations something that should be engraved in every heart. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, "The people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. But I will not be surprised or disturbed, for I cannot imagine a world without such people." This doesn't mean you should become cynical or distrust everyone. It means you must understand that the negative actions of others are part of their nature, not a reflection of your worth as a person. When you internalize this lesson, something magical happens. You stop taking personally what others do. Now, applying this in real life takes practice. The next time someone disappoints you, instead of asking, "What did I do wrong?" ask yourself, "What does this reveal about their character?" Instead of searching for flaws in your own behavior, objectively observe theirs. It's not that you're judging or condemning, you're simply seeing reality as it is. The Stoics had a very powerful exercise for this: dispassionate observation. Imagine you are a scientist studying human behavior. When someone disappoints you, observe the situation as if you were taking notes for a study. "Interesting," you might say. "This person chose dishonesty when they had the chance to be honest. This tells me they value personal gain over integrity." This perspective frees you from an enormous emotional burden. You no longer have to carry the weight of other people's poor decisions. You no longer have to question your own worth because someone else chose to act badly. As Seneca used to say, "We cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust our sails." But be careful. This doesn't mean you should become insensitive or justify bad behavior. It means you should see things as they are, without the distorting filter of personal guilt. When someone disappoints you, it hurts, and it's okay for it to hurt. But that pain should come from the loss of what you expected, not from a supposed flaw in your character. Lesson 2. Accept that unmet expectations are the root of suffering. Now comes the part you probably don't want to hear but need to. Much of your suffering when someone disappoints you doesn't come from what that person did, but from the gap between what you expected them to do and what they actually did. It's like you wrote a play in your mind where that person had a specific role, and when they went off script,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thing collapsed. The Stoics had a deep understanding of expectations. They knew that when we expect something specific from someone, we are essentially trying to control something that is completely outside of our control, the actions and decisions of another person. And as we already know, trying to control the uncontrollable is a guaranteed recipe for frustration and suffering. Think of it this way. When you trust someone, you are actually doing two things. First, you are choosing to be vulnerable, which is brave and beautiful. Second, you are creating an expectation that this person will act in a way consistent with the trust you've placed in them. The problem arises when that expectation turns into a rigid demand rather than a flexible hope. The difference is subtle but crucial. A hope says, "I hope you act honorably because I believe you're a good person." A demand says, "You must act honorably because I've decided you're a good person." Do you see the difference? In the first case, you acknowledge that the other person has free will. In the second, you are mentally trying to take it away from them. Epictetus had a phrase that should be on the wall of every home. It is not things that disturb us, but our judgments about things. When someone disappoints you, what really disturbs you is not their action itself, but your judgment about how they should have acted. Imagine you invite a friend to dinner and they don't show up without notice. The action is simple. They didn't come. But your suffering doesn't come from their physical absence. It comes from your thoughts about that absence when they should have come. They should have told me. That's not how you treat a friend. Every should is an unmet expectation that becomes a source of pain. The Stoics practiced something called premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils. It wasn't pessimism, it was mental preparation. Before trusting someone, they imagined the different ways that person might betray or disappoint that trust. Not to become paranoid, but to be mentally prepared and reduce the emotional impact if it happened. This doesn't mean you should expect the worst from everyone. It means you should keep your expectations in perspective. You can trust someone without demanding that your trust be repaid exactly the way you want. You can love someone without demanding that they love you back in the specific way you desire. The key lies in what the Stoics called the reserve clause. When they made plans or had expectations, they always added mentally, "if fate permits," or "if it is the will of the gods." In modern terms, it would be something like, "I hope for this, but I accept that it might not happen, and I'll be fine either way." Practicing this lesson requires a fundamental shift in how you think about relationships and expectations. Instead of saying, "I trust you to do this," say, "I trust you, and I hope you do this. But if you don't, I'll understand you had your reasons, and I'll move on." This perspective doesn't make you naive or someone without standards. On the contrary, it makes you someone who understands human nature and can navigate relationships with greater wisdom. When you reduce rigid expectations, paradoxically, you often get better results because people feel less pressure and more freedom to act from their best selves. But here's the truly interesting part. When you stop clinging to specific expectations, you begin to appreciate more the positive actions you do receive. It's like when you expect rain and the sun comes out. The joy is greater because you didn't take it for granted. When someone keeps their word or acts with integrity, you value it more because you understand it was their free choice, not an obligation you imposed. The Stoics also understood that unmet expectations are disguised teachers. Every disappointment teaches you something about reality, about people, about yourself. If you always got exactly what you expected, you would never grow, never develop resilience, never learn to adapt. Marcus Aurelius expressed it beautifully. Adapt yourself to the circumstances, but remain firm in your character in the face of circumstances. In other words, be flexible with your expectations, but stay true to your values. If someone disappoints you, adjust your understanding of who that person is, but don't compromise who you are. A practical exercise you can start today is to review your current expectations. Think about the important people in your life and ask yourself, what am I expecting from them? Are these expectations reasonable, or am I trying to control their behavior? Am I willing to maintain the relationship even if they don't meet these expectations? This isn't about lowering your standards or accepting mistreatment. It's about understanding that expectations are tools for planning, not chains to bind others to your will. When someone doesn't meet a reasonable expectation, you have every right to set boundaries or even walk away. But you can do it from a place of calm and understanding, not from anger and resentment. Lesson 3. Use disappointment as an opportunity to strengthen your character. And here we arrive at the most powerful lesson, the one that truly separates the Stoics from the rest. Seeing every disappointment not as a curse, but as a disguised opportunity to develop virtues you would have never cultivated otherwise. Yes, you read that right. The Stoics believed that adversities, including disappointments, were gifts from the universe to help us become better versions of ourselves. This may sound absurd at first. How can betrayal or lies be a gift? How can it be beneficial to feel that stab in the heart when someone you trusted lets you down? The answer lies in understanding that personal growth doesn't happen in comfort, it happens in adversity. Imagine you are a muscle. If you never faced resistance, you would never grow stronger. Muscles grow when they face a load that challenges them, pushing them beyond their comfort zone. Your character works in exactly the same way. Virtues like patience, compassion, forgiveness, wisdom, and resilience don't develop when everything is going well. They are forged in the fire of hardship. When someone disappoints you, the universe is giving you a unique opportunity to practice specific virtues. Did a friend betray you? That's the perfect chance to develop discernment and learn to choose your companions more wisely. Did someone you trusted lie to you? That's the ideal moment to cultivate wisdom and gain a deeper understanding of human nature. Did someone you had high hopes for let you down? That's the right opportunity to practice equanimity and acceptance. Seneca, who experienced both prosperity and exile, understood this deeply. He said that difficulties are like a personal trainer for the soul. They push you beyond what you thought was possible and reveal strengths you didn't even know you had. Every person who disappoints you is, unknowingly, contributing to your spiritual growth. These three Stoic lessons are not just nice ideas to reflect on, they are practical tools that can transform your life. The next time someone disappoints you, remember, their actions speak about them, not you. Your expectations may be the true source of your suffering, and every disappointment is a disguised opportunity to grow. As Marcus Aurelius wisely said, you cannot control what happens to you, but you can always choose how you respond. And that choice, my friend, is where your true power lies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.